بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم اما بعد حضرت مولانا referred to an ayat of the Quran Kareem in which Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala refers to the intelligent people. And Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala states two qualities of the intelligent people. One is الَّذِينَ يَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهَ قِيَامًا وَقُعُودًا وَعَلَىٰ جُنُوبِهِمْ. The intelligent people are those people that make the dhikr of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala in every posture. قِيَامًا, while they are standing. قُعُودًا, while they are seated. وَعَلَىٰ جُنُوبِهِمْ, while they are lying down. Every posture, every turn, every step, their hearts are connected to Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala and they make the dhikr of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. And the second quality, they ponder, they reflect upon the creation of Almighty Allah. When you ponder, reflect upon the creation of Allah, then you get closer to Almighty Allah, you get the recognition of Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. When you observe the various laws of the Shariat, the fundamental laws of the Shariat, after every fundamental law, Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala tells us to make dhikr. Salat is a fundamental pillar of Islam, basic law of Islam. Allah tells in the Quran Kareem, فَإِذَا قُضِيَتِ الصَّلَاةِ فَإِذَا قَضِيْتُمُ الصَّلَاةِ. When you complete your salah, فَاسْكُرُ اللَّهِ. Make the dhikr of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. And this was the sunnah of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Salat used to be performed, then Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and the Sahaba, they would take the name of Allah, they would make the dhikr of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. You perform your salah, after that you make dhikr. Hajj is one of the fundamental pillars of deen and Islam. First, the Hujjaj go to a plain of Arafat. They offloaded all their sins. They proclaim the greatness of Allah in the plain of Arafat. Now from Arafat they are going to Muzdalifah. Allah tells them, فَإِذَا أَفَدْتُم مِّنْ عَرَفَاتِ فَاسْكُرُ اللَّهَ عِنْدَ الْمَشْعَرِ الْحَرَامِ. You just perform Hajj, you became clean from guna and sins. But with all that, don't forget taking the name of Allah and making the dhikr of Allah. You're going to sacred places, مَشْعَرُ الْحَرَامِ. But from Arafat to Muzdalifah you're going, Faskurullah. Make the zikr of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala by all these sacred places. Our survival depends on eating food. Without eating food we can't survive. And one of the basic foods that we eat is meat. Certain vitamins in it, you don't get in anything else. You don't get them in vegetables. There are certain vitamins that are only found in meat. Our survival depends on that. But see what Allah Ta'ala says before eating the meat. Kulu mimma dhukira smullah. That eat from that in which Allah's name has been taken. That animal, until you don't make dhikr of Allah, you don't take the name of Allah, you don't say Bismillah, Allahu Akbar, that meat can never be halal, the meat will be haram. And it is such an important dhikr that Allah says it in a positive way and in a negative way. In a positive way, in an imperative way, Allah says, Kulu mimma zikra smullah. And then, in the opposite way, Allah says, that if Allah's name is not taken when the meat has been, animal has been slaughtered, La ta'akulu mimma zikra smullah. Don't eat from that upon which Allah's name has not been taken. That just shows that meat, our survival is dependent on that. But that very meat, for it to come into our system, we got to make the zikr of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. When that is the piece of meat that is in an animal, then what about the meat that's inside our hearts? What about that flesh that's inside our heart? Does the survival of our heart, the spirituality, the ruhaniyat of our heart, does that not depend on the zikr of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala? In one hadith, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam is reported to have mentioned, إِذَا مَرَرْتُمْ بِرِيَاضِ الْجَنَّةِ فَارْتَعُوا. Many of us, when we go to Masjid-e-Nabawi, we see the queues there. People are waiting in long queues, sometimes 2 hours, 3 hours, just to get few minutes, few moments in Riyadhul Jannah, the garden of Jannah. People just wait to go there. It's as though they're in Jannah. And they make dua to Allah Tabarakwa. They're a very sacred place. That's a place where Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam used to go up and down when performing salah. But Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has shown us that there is many other Riyadhul Jannats. Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned, إِذَا مَرَرْتُمْ بِرِيَاضِ الْجَنَّةِ. When you happen to pass by the gardens of Jannah, Riyadhul Jannah, فَارْتَعُوا. Then pluck from the fruits of these gardens. The Sahaba asked, Ya Rasulullah, وَمَا رِيَاضُ الْجَنَّةِ. What is Riyadhul Jannah? So, Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned, حِلَقُ الزِّكَر. The gatherings of zikr. That's Riyadhul Jannah. And taking part in the gathering of zikr, like how you go in an orchard and you pluck the fruit, in these kind of gatherings of zikr, you pluck the fruits of Jannah and you get closer to Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. How important it is for us to make the zikr of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. There's two akbars in the Quran Kareem. Like how we perform our salat, we say Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. In the Quran, Allah refers to two akbars. One is wala zikrullahi akbar, and the other one waridwanum min allahi akbar. Wala zikrullahi akbar, the zikr of Allah is the greatest thing. But what do you get with the zikr of Allah? Ridwanum min allahi akbar. You get the pleasure of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, the greatest thing. Through the zikr of Allah, we get great pleasure of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Brothers, every one of us, we are traveling towards our qabr. We are traveling towards the akhirat. A clever person, intelligent person, is that person who starts preparing for that time when his body will be put into the qabr. Nobody going to be there. Family, and in the olden days, people used to bring the wealth by the qabr. That's why Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned, your family, your wealth, they come by the qabr. And then when everybody is gone, the only thing that helps in your qabr is your a'mal. Now imagine, contemplate, make muraqabah. My kafan is there. And the pit is there. My body has been taken out from the kafan, has been lowered down. Sand has been put over me. The entire grave is covered. Who is there? It's only me and my a'mal. Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned that مَا عَمِلَ آدْمِيٌ عَمَلًا أَنْجَى مِنْ عَذَابِ اللَّهِ مِنْ ذِكْرِ مِنْ عَذَابِ الْقَبْرِ مِنْ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. Or كَمَا قَالَ رَسُولَهُ صَلَّى اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ, no person did any amal that is more hopeful to save him from the punishment of qabr than the zikr of Allah. That the most effective way to save, protect ourselves from the punishment of the qabr is the zikr of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Engaging in the zikr of Allah. Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned, man qala la ilaha illallah, man qala akhiru kalamihi la ilaha illallah, dakhala al-jannah. That person whose last kalam, before leaving the dunya, last thing he had said, if he says, La ilaha illallah, dakhala al-jannah. There's no punishment for him in the qabr. He said, La ilaha illallah. Proclaimed, he made the zikr of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Believe in the greatness, the majesty of Allah. Allah will save him from the punishment of the qabr. Allah will save him from the punishment of the akhirat. So brothers, this is what the zikr is all about. And if you have to encapsulate this La ilaha illallah, Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned, Afzalu zikr, La ilaha illallah. The most virtuous zikr is La ilaha illallah. The sky, the earth, the galaxy of the stars, everything that we say, is that we see, it actually exemplifies that there's no one worthy of worship but Allah. Allah is alone. And everything belongs to Allah. Every greatness belongs to Almighty Allah. And this is where Khaja Majzoob, in very beautiful couplets, he says it. That tere siwa ma'bood haqiqi koi nahi, tere siwa mashhood haqiqi koi nahi, tere siwa maqsood haqiqi koi nahi. that besides you, O Allah, there's no real presence. Real presence belongs only to you, O my Allah. Tere siwa maqsoodi haqiqi koi nahi. Real objective of Allah, it only belongs to you. Nobody, and there's no real objective in life but you. That is my objective. And tere siwa maqsood, tere siwa mahboobi haqiqi koi nahi. Real beloved, all the lovers of this world is such that you love them temporarily. You give them, if you show them little attention, fine. You don't give me attention, they throw you away. But Allah is such that Allah loves us. That's a real love of Allah. Allah will never leave us at any time. When we know the real love belongs to Allah, why not give our hearts only to Allah? Allah grants us tawfiq and hidayah to take out our time every day. Few minutes, 10 minutes, 15 minutes, make the dhikr of Allah. Let me just share one hadith, just to inspire us. These ahadith are being shared so that it could spur us to make the zikr of Allah. It is real, it is true. This is something we're supposed to be doing in life. When we can't stay without our tea, we can't stay without our breakfast, we can't stay without our medication, we can't stay without our cell phones, we can't stay without some of our passwords, then how can we stay without zikr? Most important thing in our life is zikr. We can stay away from everything. What we can't stay away from is the zikr of Allah. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam reported to have mentioned, when a person makes the zikr of Allah, the hadith is narrated by Anas radiallahu ta'ala, when a person makes the zikr of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, after his zikr, an announcer calls out from the skies, "Qumu maghfuran." Stand up, you are now forgiven. And besides that Allah has changed your sayyat into hasanat. Whatever guna, sins you made, then even those sins now, is not only forgiven, they converted into acts of virtue. How important it is to make zikr. An intelligent person will understand the value. In business, when you see that way you can make money somewhere, we'll go length and breadth to go and get it for ourselves. Here, this is how we cash up for the akhirat, through the zikr of Allah. Allah grant us tawfiq. Recite 3 times, Qul huwallahu ahad.